Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of 5-Minute Fatherhood. Today, we have kind of a comment or question from one of our members in our 5-Minute Fatherhood Facebook group. First off, if you're not in that group, you should be. It's a place where we encourage, we teach, we go live, we do Q&As. It's a blast. The community on there is amazing. If you're one of the members listening, we love you guys. Thanks so much for engaging in there. This one is from Matthew. Matthew said one, and a couple people actually liked this one and why we wanted to kind of upvote it to actually talk about it. Matthew said, one thing I think about regularly is how to show each child the same amount of love and attention. My wife and I are planning to have more than one child, and I struggle by often seeing that that one child would receive more attention than the other, and the middle child gets left out, etc. How do you make sure you show each child the same amount of love and attention to where they feel it? And obviously, there's a couple other notes there for Jeremy I want to hear specifically from you that I'm excited to hear. But real quick, Matthew, what I kind of commented to, but I'm glad we get to spend a little bit more time on this episode commenting, is one of the best pieces of advice I've gotten was from another mentor of mine who actually, we were talking about this exact issue years ago, and he kind of said, how creative and cool is God that when you have a child, it's not splitting up your love, God actually expands your capacity for love. And I loved that picture or that framework. And I've seen that to be true because you actually think of this, oh man, less time and more energy, et cetera. When in reality, you feel that your heart gets expanded, its capacity to love each child in a full force way. Now, of course, there's practicals there. Of course, there's kind of ways that logistically how that happens. And so then I think that really comes down to, planning, being methodical, getting things on the calendar, prioritizing, having little ways and tips and tricks to hack your way to actually connecting. I think one of the things, it sounds weird, but one of the things that we have a deep aversion to in the West is scheduling things that we think should be special or romantic. You know, like whether that's romantic in a marriage, and having date nights, et cetera, schedule it, like put it on the calendar rather than just, oh, it's going to feel really good and we're going to go that night because we want to go on a date night. No, you probably actually won't. You'll probably be tired. You want to go to bed, go on a date night. And same thing with the kids, you know, more in like special moments or connecting moments, just schedule it. And it's weird how we sometimes think that minimizes the love when I think it actually shows the love, because love equals commitment. And that usually another word for that is schedule. So I don't know, Jeremy, what would you say?
Yeah, I think one of the perspectives that the family teams kind of paradigm when we're building multi-generational teams is to kind of be careful of the culture really is obsessed with the idea of fairness in the family. And so because we think about each of our children as individuals, and so we when we're looking at that, oftentimes we're really concerned about, hey, it should all look and feel exactly the same. And if you're on a team, that just never happens, right? So if you're on a team and you're trying to coach your team to win a game, you're going to spend different kinds of time with different kinds of players. And so I think that we need to be careful of creating the expectation with our children that, hey, this should look exactly the same. You know, we should give you exactly the same kind of money, exactly the same number of hours, exactly the same kind of attention at the, you know, every single day or every single week. It should always look completely equal. And I know that the thing that you have to be really careful of if you do begin to sort of coach a team and then sort of calibrate the way that you're spending time, the way that you're giving and thinking about helping each person on the team based on maybe what they need and what's going on in the team at that moment, is that one of your kids could look at a sibling and say, I don't know that dad loves me as much as he loves her or him. And that is very dangerous. And so I one of the things that I read a while back, Stephen Covey, who was famous for writing 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, he also wrote a book called 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families. And he made the same kind of point. He basically said, that when he spent a lot of individual time with his kids, but he calibrated it to what they needed. And he said anytime one of his kids, he had 9 children, I think, would come up to him and say, hey, why aren't you doing that for me or whatever, he would always translate that in his head, every one of those questions as, I don't know if you really love me. Like every time his kids, and so he instead of just immediately going to saying, I'm just going to equalize all of this so you guys stop asking this question, he would say, no, there's something going on in my kid's heart. There's a doubt that is being seeded there, and I need to speak directly into that doubt, and I need to really think about how can I reach this child's heart so that they can know and experience the love I have for them. And I think that's really, really great. So if you have that kind of a sort of perspective, I think it's okay for you to let your let a lot of the ways that you're fathering your children look different in different seasons and for different kids. But what you have to watch out for is anytime one of your children might be saying things to you that, you know, could sound just like whining or complaining or asking or wondering, but maybe what you should be translating a lot of those questions in your head as, do you love me, Dad? Like, do you love me as much as you love him or her? And you need to be able to speak directly into that child. And that could require thinking about their love language, thinking about what are things that is going to really reach their heart. I think it's a lot better approach than simply attempting to enforce a sort of religious fairness across the family, because it's not actually addressing the heart issue. Yeah. We are very different, and we need to think about how to express love to each of our kids in a way that really touches them and how they're built.
Hey guys, we know it's really challenging to try to build your family team when all the tools you've grown up with or seen essentially are aimed at only helping develop family members as a collection of individuals. That's why we launched FamilyTeams.com, where you can find all the tools we've developed with tons of resources at different price points, free courses, videos, writings, etc., that help you build up and transform you and your family into a multi-generational team on mission. Check out all the resources we have over at FamilyTeams.com.